T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He wore number 36.
I stayed there all 12 of my years. I appreciated that, and it was just a childhood dream.
He was first team on the 90s All-Decade team.
And the little handoff to the upback. Leroy Butler's got a long way to go to the 40. Leroy Butler to the 50.
He is one of 4 players in NFL history with 38 interceptions and 20 sacks.
And here's Bledsoe back to throw it. Down he goes from behind. Off the corner, Leroy Butler.
Future Hall of Famer Leroy Butler leaps onto Chuck and Winkler now.
Brought to you by Milwaukee's preferred personal injury law firm of Carson Blau and Clemens. Get the injury settlement that you deserve. Call 414-342-1000.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. We are here live, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek, Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Is our 13th annual, 13 of these, our toy drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest. We have done better each and every year. We have raised more money from you guys. You guys have dropped off more toys. Every year it gets bigger and bigger. So let's do that again this year, because I think that if we're on the air and we're the ones that don't beat last year's total, I'm told dire consequences for us.
Well, we set the tone in the morning.
I know.
And I feel like we've always done a good job here in the morning.
I've always been worried. We'll see fire trucks later in the week. We've already got Jim and Fredonia. We had other people drop off toys early. We just got started. Blaine's Farm and Fleet just opened. You can come buy toys at their Toyland, drop them off. There's chip dips, I think. Dip or chippers.
Oh, I thought your chip dip was out here. I was like,
they're dip jars.
Okay, dip
you
jars.
You can put your credit card in. You can donate online. 1057fmthefan.com. We'll have details throughout the week.
So I guess what you're saying is, you know, it's okay if you bring it out, the toys out or the cash out after 10 o'clock, but please try to make it 6 to 10 to make us look better.
Well, how about this? You can do 6 to 10 when we're out here, or 2 to 6 when Leroy Butler and the Wendy's Big Show is out here, and he'll be out here again later today. He leaps in to our studios via the Great Midwest Bank hotline. Hey, Leroy, it's the most wonderful time of the year. How are you?
Hello, Leroy.
Oh, it really is. I mean, the toy drive is a lot of fun. I mean, not to mention, I must mention this, that I have home field advantage because I live in Oak Creek. So this is amazing time for just this week. It's my favorite week of the year for the toy drive, of course. And I don't have to drive to Hale's Corners, so I'm excited.
The 10 minutes you save.
Yeah, the 10 minutes.
Driving to work.
Driving up Rawson. Leroy, the game yesterday, the defense, I thought, played well. How do you feel Kevin King? I mean, sometimes Kevin is really good, and, you know, he had a pick yesterday. Other times, I don't know. I know he's had a history of injuries and all that, but, I mean, is Kevin worth keeping around long-term? Because this is final year of his contract.
Well, absolutely. I mean, defensive backs are like kickers and pitchers and closers. You love them, and then you're like, well, I don't know. That's a defensive back. I mean, you have to keep him around. I mean, I'm sure people are saying the same thing about Tremont. You know, he gives up a long pass and then he gets an interception. And he says, "Hey, maybe I love that guy." You know, that's the defensive back, though. I mean, if you have, you know, Deion Sanders or Daryl Green or some of those guys, those guys are phenomenal. But when you have a guy who's been here, who's developing, that's just the nature of the game. It really is. I mean, and that's why I chose defensive back, to be honest with you. I wanted the pressure every play of coming up with a play to help my teammates. I wanted that pressure. Because there's other positions that you can hide and not be exposed. But cornerback is one that it takes a real man to go out there to even try that, you know, to just – I mean, your heart's beating every play. And not to mention – we've never had cornerbacks stick around for a long time. So, you got to develop these guys, and they're going to get better. So, I mean, I have no issue when a guy catches a pass or a touchdown. I just talk about his technique. I don't talk about the actual him. You're going to get touchdowns caught on you. It's just how it happens is what we like to talk about amongst each other in the locker room. You know, what was your technique like? What was your film study like? Did you know they were going to throw at you based on this formation? You know, stuff like that. Other than that, I don't have a problem with, and I really don't have a problem with the fans being kind of up and down about it either. I was okay with it.
I just feel, Leroy, it seems like defensive back is like the toughest position in the NFL, other than quarterback, to develop. And how long does it take for a defensive back to really, truly feel comfortable in his growth process back there, like Kevin would?
You know, that's a very fair question. I think I'll do myself. It probably took me, I'm going to say, 4 years to say I dare the next team to throw to your tight end if I'm covering him. I dare you. You better not. Matter of fact, I used to antagonize offenses. You better not. Don't even draw it up. About 4 years. And going into the fifth year, you get the confidence to think that and not really say it, but you think that I'm good enough, I'm fast enough, my body's in great shape, I have the kind of length that most people would die for, to be 6'3", 190 pounds and run a 4.4. I got all that, but I got to get it mentally. And then you have to start to put it together with the scheme. You have to keep him with the scheme. So if he's with Pettit, again, you'll see a lot of growth. But it takes 4 or 5 years. I mean, but between the 4 or 5 years, the fan base, they see the draft number, first or second round. Even Jaire Alexander, throw him in there. You got to, when you draft these guys, you got to keep them around. Otherwise, they'll go to other places and turn out to be pretty good, like the Casey Haywards of the world. And then you just gave up on them too quickly, and you don't know. You really don't want to do that.
Talking with Leroy Butler, Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. We're broadcasting live at the Toy Drive, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek. And Leroy will be out here later today, too. We're going to be out here 6 to 6. Hot Stove Weekly is even going to be live out here. That starts again this week as there's a lot of Brewer rumors and actual moves happening. So Tim will be out here tomorrow. So a lot to check out. You can donate as well, 1057fmthefan.com. Can you, as a former defensive back, Leroy, yourself, can you explain how and what it's like when you're in a defense like this? Because the Packers do give up a lot of yards, and they give up a lot of yards over the middle. And so we're thinking, all right, why do they do this? Well, maybe they're playing zone a little bit, and, you know, they're trying to create turnovers. And you saw the good of that yesterday. You saw where Kevin King, I think there was a play where he was able to – was it the Savage pick? Where King was able to kind of keep his – or maybe it was King's pick. But there was a play where clearly King knew that he had help behind him, and so he didn't have to get beat entirely, and he was able to turn, and there was an interception on that play. But then you also give up a ton of yards. When you tell your defensive guys, hey, we're going to give up a ton of yards, but it's going to hopefully lead to turnovers, there's got to be a part of these guys that are like, well, I don't want to give up a ton of yards.
Well, we don't talk that plainly in meetings. To where you're going to give up a bunch of yards. But we will say, players' term or coaches' terms, we're going to put our catcher's mitt on today, boys. This guy going to throw us some. and that's the way you play accordingly. I mean, you're going to play two rookies. I mean, Dwayne Haskins this week coming up with Washington. He's going to throw you some. And he don't get a first down, I mean, here or there. I mean, they may get 150 yards, 200 yards. That don't bother me. They get a first down. Us people just, ah, rah, rah. That doesn't bother me. Because ultimately, you can't have it both ways. If you're going to be excited on an interception, you have to be kind of measured when they get like the little 8-yard third and eight first down. Oh, no big deal. You have to look at it in the terms of sooner or later, Daniel Jones is going to be Daniel Jones. So that's the kind of plan you put in. Now, let's look at the reciprocal. The Giants got three rookies in their secondary. They're all over the place. Allen Lazard wide open. I mean, which one do you want? I mean, you almost have to say, well, you know, let's take a few chances with Daniel Jones. Let's blitz him. Hopefully we can get there. But if we don't, he looks for a proper matchup, and you may catch somebody wide open. And the three of us know that this secondary has left guys wide open. You remember George Kittle last week? Mm-hmm. So I was thrilled to death that I didn't see 35 explosion plays, although I think they still gave up maybe two, which is way over what they should have. But I think the consistent that the Giants moved the ball all the way down the field. I mean, I have no problem with none of that. If it results in a turnover and it keeps them off the scoreboard, they only gave up 13 points. It's hard to really argue with that in the locker room, in the coaches' room. Now, of course, you're going to talk about it on social media. That's what we do. Cause trust me, I get the same kind of reaction, but I have to be measured to know that ultimately you're playing a rookie quarterback. He's going to get some yards, but he won't win the game, for one, and he won't throw enough passes to make you feel like I got to change my scheme. So they'll play a lot of zone. They'll play a lot of man under, too deep, stuff like that, nothing exotic. And they're going to do the same thing this week against Washington. They'll do the same thing, but ultimately they're going to keep them off the board. They're going to get a bunch of turnovers. They're going to get some sacks. They're going to look like the defense that you want moving into, well, it is December now. December is when you really take your napkin off and say, listen, I've had a free meal. It's time for men to step up, because ultimately I'm getting into the playoff, but where my seating is, that's important. That's what December is all about. Where's your seating? That's okay. San Francisco lost. You don't know if you want Minnesota to win tonight. I don't know if people want Seattle to win. Both teams really affect you. Minnesota directly affects you. So you can, you know, cheer for them to lose if you want. But this defense has to be good enough. I mean, you can say bend, don't break. I don't have a problem with that. But what I do have a problem with, guys running wide open to where you just scratch your head and say, wait a minute, who broke that coverage? That's what I have a problem with.
Hey, where were you cooking yesterday? I saw you on Twitter. You're at some people's house.
Yeah, there's jersey out too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in – I can't give the address, Bart, because I know how you're a fan.
Yeah, I wanted the address because I wanted to go.
Well, you already told us where you lived, Leroy.
Get
so.
The leftovers.
Well, no, not my address. People know where I live. My neighbors are amazing. If they dare somebody to come over here looking for an autograph, they'll get rid of them for me. No, I was in Heartland.
Heartland. Wow. That's a really long ways away.
It was a couple that won an opportunity for me to cook at their house. And it was amazing. It was.
What'd you make them?
Well, of course, we made my famous mac and cheese. I mean, come on, Bart. Right. I mean, but we had beef tenderloin, and we had salmon. We had, you know, rich folk food. That's when you're in Heartland, you got to act rich.
You know what I had for lunch yesterday? I'm not even kidding. Lean pockets.
Okay, that one you could have got away with that in Heartland.
No,
that's not a Heartland kind of food, man.
You don't know what's in that pocket, to be honest with you.
Yeah. No, I found out about 4 hours later.
A lot of fat grams.
Leroy, appreciate it. You'll be out here at the toy drive. We look forward to seeing you here today and all week long, my man.
Thanks a lot, guys. Y'all guys are the best.
Leroy Butler, right back at you, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. And again, throughout the season, the day after a Packer game, we check in with him the next day right around this time. And he joined us again on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, where they've got locations all over the Milwaukee area, of course. And those are all now de facto toy drop locations, because they'll be collecting toys as they have been for the last few weeks at every Great Midwest Bank location. And then John Reitz and the guys will bring it here later in the week with the drop off. And we look forward to seeing and talking to those guys.
I was leaving Arizona yesterday in the afternoon in the one of the terminals there. And I hear a deep voice talking on the phone. I say, oh, my God, I recognize that voice. Standing right back at me was Chris Myers from Fox.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was going to ask him if he wanted to come on. You know, Chris Myers must have been doing the Arizona Cardinal game.
Yeah, he was.
Must have been doing the Arizona Cardinal game. But, yeah.
That game sucked.
Yeah, oh, God, the Rams trounced them. Yeah.
Afternoon game was pretty bad.
He might be a one and done out there.
Yeah, not good.
Not good. But I thought you, because I'm hearing this deep voice, because I know how you like to break down the announcers. And he's right in back of me, and he was on the phone, but I was like, man, who's that? That's got, oh, that's Chris Carr. Okay, Chris Myers.
I don't mind Chris Myers. I hated when he ruined Ian Johnson's proposal, the Boise State running back. But Tom Brenneman was garbage.
I was going to go up to Myers and say it's Abadaris.
Abradus.
Abradus.
Abradus. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins here at the Toy Drive. Leroy posed a very interesting question about tonight, because we're going to sit down. I'm going to have Vikings flag pennant in one hand, Seahawks flag pennant in the other. I don't know which one I'm going to be rooting for. We'll ask you guys and try to make a mess of this whole NFC playoff situation when we come back. It's Chuck and Winkler, 6th and Rawson, Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek. Our Toy Drive coverage continues here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.